production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Guys, what a thrill. Milo Hartill is back with some tooth gems.
Oh, yeah.
And a smile.
Yeah, Playboy Bunny in there.
That's sexy.
I know.
I love that. That's horny.
Yeah.
Milo's here for a nightmare fuel, but before we start it, got a cough. And also, Milo's doing shows.
Yeah.
For a show. Give us a rundown of it.
Hi, my name is Milo Hartill. I'm doing a show called Black, Fat and Faggy, which is actually about my early life as a Christian rock singer. No, it's about being those three things, black, fat and faggy. And I sing a bit. I got some, you know, features some songs in there, like a rewrite of Horny. Everyone loves that song. Anyone know Richard Cheese? I feel like that's the vibe I'm giving, I'm allowed to say the N-word, and he did say it, but absolutely
not allowed
have.
To. Okay.
Yeah, I say it's a night
level
of,
up there. That's nice.
Yeah, it's
for
a
you.
Night of songs and slurs. Is one of my friends. That's how she described it, and I said,
that
"Yep."
Is it? Well, it is. Okay, it is. That's it's a beautiful summary.
I talk about my sex life. I talk about some of the unhinged things that men have said to me in and around coitus, thinking that it was gonna get the mood going, but instead, yeah, it was just them calling me slurs and me going,
what?
I don't know if that's what my nightmare fuel is going to be about.
Okay, all right, I'm excited. So my mother's got her, their show. Sorry, are you they, them, or is she her?
I'm they, she. I'm whatever you want. Mix it up like a cocktail.
I did meet me going, what are you?
What are you?
Aggressively going.
It's the 3rd to the 13th of April. Yep. We have matinees on Saturday. Show starts at 7 each night, and it's at the Old Fitz in Woolloomooloo, which is a beautiful little venue.
I love the Old Fitz.
Me too.
I'm excited to go. Yeah. I like that. So I can enjoy you in.
Yeah.
Being hurt by the slurs. Really.
No, that I don't think that's the good thing about the show, which I think a lot of people maybe might misconstrue, is like, so I did a post for Time Out, and all the comments are like, oh, black people, fat people, bloody gays, all they do is complain about how hard it is to be them. Oh, for Christ's sake, let's not bloody advertise diabetes. Firstly, okay. I'm definitely fitter than you, Roger, from bloody Byron Bay.
Have you seen Milo dance? It actually scares me.
Did you know? I got nominated for best dancer in the Melbourne drag scene yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my God, congratulations. I mean, well deserved.
I've been laughing because so much of the hate has all been like, bloody whale, but she can't even get up the stairs. And I'm like, I'll have you know I can do that and do a split on them.
Okay, you should do a little video of you walking up the stairs and doing a split. I could be in double speed. That's it. No caption.
There's a video of me doing that from high school, so I might just share that.
Share that. See, the content's already done.
The content's
done.
See?
She's ahead of it. She's ahead of it, okay? So give us a nightmare fuel, Chuck, because you've been through a lot, so I'm excited to see which part of your life we're plucking from today, because last time we had you on, it was a crookeroony one.
Yeah.
And we'll link in the show notes, because that was a couple of years ago now.
Oh, one of my favourites.
Well, fun fact, that when we recorded that was actually 2 days after this event that I'm about to tell you happened.
So you hadn't processed it.
I had not processed it.
So you didn't make content about it. Therapy burns.
I was still in the phase. I was still in the phase where I was like, no, I think I like this boy. I want to see what I can do. Idiot. I remember telling my friends about it months later and they said, we would have been so mean to him when we met him if we knew he'd said that. And I said, yeah, well, that's why I didn't tell you.
Yeah, that's why it was a secret.
That's why it was
okay?
a secret, darling. I'm not silly.
My partner, okay, my king.
Not my partner. See, this is where it's sad. Okay, so I'm really excited, right? I'm 21. I'm 21. I'm really excited. I'm about to do my first musical.
Oh.
Huge. A few weeks prior to that, I'd slept with this lesbian, and this is when I went through a bit of there was a revival of the straight era, because I slept with this lesbian and she asked me midway through when we were fucking, hey, do you reckon your housemate would be into joining us for a threesome? And I went, all right, I'm done with lesbians for a bit. Said to me, we're mid-route, and she's like, do you reckon your housemate would maybe want to join for a threesome? And I said, no.
Like right now, in that moment.
Like in that moment, let's go upstairs and go, hey, babe, do you want to come join us? I went, nah,
Had you ever had sex with your housemate?
No. No, and I had, it was like a part of the discussion was me being like, yeah, no, I know that this person is hot, but I'm not really, I don't want to, I'm not.
Have sex with my housemate in a threesome and we've never even like kissed or gotten.
No, literally. And as well, the last person I had dated was my housemate, and it wasn't even really dating. We slept together and we were like bestie booze forever, and then it just went horribly. And it goes really,
same with that. That was my first lesbian love, like queer love, was a housemate. It's not good. You live together, and then you end up being
the sex is so good, but pick up the fucking laundry.
Went literally.
Well, the demise of our friendship was that I kept slamming the door loudly in the morning, but it was a heavy 1920s door, and I couldn't help it. And then we had a huge fight about it, and didn't speak for 2 years. Because things festa and there's resentment and there's...
Well, see, my the downfall... Oh!
Yes, sing!
Drop her bottle. Oh. But this bottle is a fucking army bottle, like.
Literally. Yeah. No, so I'm with this housemate and we were, it had been like building for years. It was like, oh, will they, won't they? We sleep together. And then we like lived... Like our families were both from Perth. We both lived in Melbourne together. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh my God, will they, won't they? And then we did. And then the first weekend back that we were all back in Melbourne, mm-hmm. I do a gig and he brings a girl. And when my set starts hooking up with her in the front row. And I was like, we have to go home. We're going to the same house in like an hour.
What?
Yeah, I was pissed. So anyway, go from that to this lesbian who's like, do you want to sleep with your housemate? I'm like, hell no. So I'm like, that's it. I'm
but also
done.
like it's a carpool. Like, oh, should we get your housemate on the way?
Yeah.
In the pool.
Yeah. I'm going, no. This is the beginning of the story as well.
And this is someone you were just seeing?
This is someone I literally just was like, I saw this lesbian at an event and I went, I'm going to DM them on Instagram because I have a feeling after they've seen me perform, they'll probably want to sleep with me and I want to sleep with them.
Yeah, I love that.
True. You do give off those vibes when you're performing.
When I'm performing, it's
hot. I mean,
hot.
I'm sitting there drooling on the toilet going, oh, shit, Lem's, I've got to reply to the
wipe. What's going on?
The podcast. I've got a hemorrhoid.
Literally.
It's creeped out.
So then I'm like, right, that's it. I'm going straight. That's it. No more lesbies.
Okay, Cathars.
I can't. No, literally, I know. We were literally having a fake fight this morning where they were like, I don't think you can hook up with people's partners. And I went, well, yeah, that's why I would never sleep with you or your ex. And then they went,
you would never sleep with me?
And I said, you had your chance. You had your chance, darling. Sorry. It's over.
But yeah, they, just for reference, they went through attempting to be straight era that made me
seriously
laugh. They came out to me as bisexual as a bit. And I went, wow, get back in that bisexual closet and remain a lesbian because I don't like this.
I'm going, the closet's glass, darling.
Yeah. No, but they came out going, I think I want to sleep with a man. And I went, okay. And the only two straight men they knew were someone that now boyfriend.
Yeah.
Someone that I'd say, and then another one. And I was like, well, look, I don't mind, but like, you're going to have to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk to him about it. But yeah, the straight era, I went to hear Catherine actually talk about that because it's actually so funny.
It's very funny.
This happens a lot with lesbians. They'll do a little straight era when they go, I'm fed up.
Yeah.
Something extreme happens and they go, you know what?
That's it.
Men don't even speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So this can't happen with men. Yeah.
It's like, as well, the sex won't last long enough that they'll get to the point where they can think to ask, do you want your housemate to join for a threesome?
Yeah,
because with lesbians, we're there for 4 hours and then it's like, okay, now what? Do you want your housemate to join? No.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going, I'm straight. I get to this musical and I'm like, I'm looking around. I'm going, gay. Gay man. Another gay man.
Mm-hmm.
Has a wife.
Yeah.
Gay man.
Ally to the married community.
No, I am. I literally am.
Has a wife.
I'm going, has a wife.
Mm.
Old. He'll do.
Okay, so it was the lesser of 15 evils.
It was the lesser of 15 evils. So this boy was cute and he had been in another show that I saw like the night before we started. And he was like, oh my God, wait, I'm going to be in this show with you. And I was kind of like, he was like tall, straight boy Jason. I was like, oh, this is, we're not gonna talk during the show. But then I'm in my straight era and I'm going, okay.
Better have a conversation with it.
Have a conversation with it. So I'm not even really like, in my mind, I see straight boys like that and I'm like, oh, they're seeing fat, black, faggy girls and they're going, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I haven't even like, I'm like flirting because I just like to flirt, but I'm not thinking anything of it. Rolls around, we do the show.
Running upstairs doing the splits back and forth in front of him going, and a turn, maybe. So add something else in there as well, maybe.
No, quite literally, there was a scene in the show where his character had to handcuff my character. Wow. And it was like white and black crime. So like when we were, but then when the flirting started getting real, it was like, wow.
Wow. You went, kiss me.
Well,
on stage.
Yeah. Well, yes.
That's funny.
Went, oh, no, silly, naughty. Mm. So anyway, there was a rumor going around that he was dating this girl. And I was kind of like, oh, surely not. Like, it was someone that I had known before and yeah. who we hadn't really, like, gotten along all that well. But
okay.
it was nothing. Like, I was like, I have no strong feelings towards this person. Mm-hmm. I just was like, it was whatever. We knew each other when we were both at a school together.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, it was my birthday. And I was like, everyone, like, post-show knockoff and, like, come to my house, birthday mm-hmm. party vibes. Mm-hmm. It ended up being much sillier and drunker than I thought it was going to be.
As always.
I got given money from my family. Like, their birthday present was like, what do you want? And I said, I don't have to pay for any of the alcohol at my birthday. And so my whole family pulled together money.
That's cute.
I go with Kath, Angel Baby, to the Bottle-O.
To get Kath a kombucha?
To get Kath a kombucha.
So they were like, it's like a butch. And I go, okay. I go, more like a femme, am I right?
Scissoring movements.
Go lesbian.
And that's what lesbians do.
That's what I
think.
Say. Yeah. Actually, side note.
Yeah.
Tangent note.
Yeah.
I love scissoring.
But it's so risky for yeast infections.
Really?
I feel like I exist and get a yeast infection, so I think my risk is always the highest it can be. But I love scissoring. I think it's so hot and it feels so good, and I come from out more than I do from like getting head.
What?
Yeah.
You're not getting the right head.
Yeah, that's not.
I'm going, I can fix you, baby.
You're going, send me after the show.
Send me after the show, baby.
Anyway.
So I go, everyone come over for my birthday. I go to the Bottle-O and I go, I have this much money, sir. Give me your finest assortment of whatever party people drink. And so the guy goes, I can spend the full budget. And I went, yeah. And so he grabs like 6 bottles of vodka. So there's so much liquor. And we go back to the place. So this boy shows up and he's like, can I bring my housemate? I'm like, sure. One of the first things the housemate says to me is like, fuck, you're so beautiful for a brown girl. And I go, oh. I go, jump scare. Oh, my God.
In my own home?
I go, literally, on my birthday.
On my birthday.
On my 22nd birthday.
When I've gone to Bottle-O and supplied all this alcohol.
And you bring this guy.
Like a formal post.
That guy continues on to sleep with someone in my bathroom while the party's going on. I didn't even know it's going on.
What?
Also, it was crazy. People, like, I think because I'm fun, sexy girl, everyone was like, we can all just like
it's a
finger
sex party.
Blast. Yeah,
it's
literally.
Sex party.
A friend of mine that I hadn't seen in years and someone else went upstairs and then he comes down and he's like, I just sucked dick. And I said, why? Why? We haven't even got the cake out yet. Fuck me.
I just sucked dick. Like, and you're going, hi.
Hi. Happy birthday.
With a head going, I just sucked dick.
Literally.
And you're going, cool.
Well, it was because I saw him come down and I went, did you just suck dick? And he went, I just sucked
dick.
Okay,
that
and I
makes
went,
sense.
I could see on his face. It was like this little...
The theatre kids are out of control going, yeah. I just sucked dick. He slides down the stairs.
I'm going...
Okay.
In whose bathroom? Because mine's up there and I'm hoping it wasn't there. Oh, and he's going,
yeah.
Anyway. So that's happened. So people are fucking. There was an older lady in the cast and she was like, I want to be a lesbian. And I was in a crazy mood. So I said, all right, prove it. I kiss her.
Hot.
Yeah,
I'm getting horny thinking about this. Is that fucked?
No, it's camp.
I want to organise a sex
worry.
Party.
Your libido is going to drop when you hear the end. So.
Can I ask, how old, just out of interest, is the older lady?
I don't want to out her. Look, I'm going born before the 1980s. I don't know. I was drunk and I was like, well, then everybody else is getting some and this lady wants a kiss. Who am I to say no?
Oh, my God.
No,
yeah, she then left and... This boy who had brought his friend, he's like we were all sitting on the couch having some shots and I was like, oh, I'll just stand. And he was like, oh no, you can come sit on my lap. Mm. I go, okay.
You're going perching, going, I don't like sitting on people's lap.
I'm going, I'm literally 130 kilos. Good luck, King. But
all right. I just feel like you just go, and like you meant to just stay still and go like a clown show. going, oh, oh my God, it's so funny. And then you don't want to get off and you go.
Yeah, when do I get off? Because you don't want it to be a thing. You don't want to offend them. Be like, no, no, your knee's were fine.
I love it.
You know.
Yeah, you've got to get the right spot on the knee. Otherwise, it is fucking painful and you don't want to say anything to offend them. You know?
And it's always twinks. It's always these twinks like, come sit on my lap. I'm going... You I'm sit on my lap.
Yeah.
I've got cushion. Mm. Like, it's comfortable if you sit on my lap.
Comfy, yeah.
So anyway, I'm being a flighty girl, and he's like, you look so hot tonight. For reference, I was wearing stage makeup. It's not good. It's ugly.
Stage makeup is fucked.
It's fugly. There's no highlight. There's no lashes because my character was meant to be like, blah, dowdy.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a red lip, which got cut by the time we opened. Like, it just was not a good look. My hair was crusty and side parted, which in an afro, not boots.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to cut a long story.
Crookity crook, crook, crook.
To cut a super long story short, this guy's like, we should hook up. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, did he say to you, we should hook up?
I was drunk and I'm 22.
Yeah, true.
Now I'm 23, but then I was 22. 22. You know, I was a baby.
Yeah, so true.
I'm almost 24. I mean,
yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah,
you're almost the big 24.
Exactly. Every year of your 20s is like 50. I think. I think about who I was when I was 22, and I go, no.
Yes, that's true. The development.
Why did you let him say that and then still keep hooking up with him?
I have things from December that I think that. And it's
exactly.
I'm going to Easter, and I'm going, that's in. Well, I was, when I was 28 and a half, embarrassing.
It was crazy.
Now I'm 28 and three quarters. I would never do that.
I'm a woman.
I'm an adult.
Sorry. So we go. We're in the hallway of my house. There is a girl who's greened out vomiting in the bathroom, like a meter away. And I'm going, this isn't hot. Like, I can hear.
This is paradise.
And I'm going, okay, fuck, I'm lucky.
Wow.
Living the dream. And this guy's like, so are you into dirty talk? And I was like, oh, I'm like, yeah, but... We've been kissing for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We're not even like, P's not in V, fingers aren't even in V yet. Like,
really?
We're just knees in between legs and it's like flirty.
Like doing like a dry, humpy, aggressive makeout session.
Yeah. I'm going, wow, I thought just lesbians did this. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, the straights do it too.
And this guy's like, all right, grabs both my ass cheeks. I'm going, oh, all right, geez, here we go. The hand draws back. There's impact on my ass, and he chooses, of all of the things in dirty talk that you could possibly say to someone.
I'm scared.
Fuck yeah, you like that, don't you, faggot? In that moment, I pause. I go, what? Well, no.
Well, actually.
I don't like that. And he went, oh, well, I thought, well, you said you were into dirty talk. And I said, you're a straight man. I don't think.
You can say that in general.
I was going to say, was the next one going to be, fuck yeah, masa, masa, you into that nigga? Like, whoa, that's crazy, my king. So then
that
I kind
is,
of...
But let's pause on that for a second.
Yeah, let's sit in that.
Let's sit in that because, first of all, dirty talk isn't degrading talk.
Exactly.
Dirty talk is like, I want to feel your pussy on my cock. I want to feel you dripping all over me. That's... Just as an example.
Thank you so much.
I'm actually leading her to talk in this relationship, which I really appreciate. Anyway,
yeah.
I know, I'm really proud of myself. It makes me feel free and creative.
I'm really proud of you. And you're not calling him a faggot? No?
No. No.
No,
not this time.
Not really his cup of tea.
But dirty talk is not... Yeah, it's not degradation inherently. Like, degradation is a form of dirty talk. But also, I'm not sure if that's something you do with anyone on the first time you fuck them, even if they say, I do like degradation.
I love that. You go, okay.
Get to know them.
Say, you're a dirty little slut.
Yeah, say, yeah. Even just saying you like that, don't you? That's kind of teetering.
That's teetering.
And a bit cringe.
But also, that was
cringe as well as being problematic.
That's the thing. It was the like.
It wasn't even sexy.
As well, I'm from memory, like before he was like, wow, your ass is so huge. Like, I can't even grab it with my big hands. I went, your hands aren't that big, are they? Come on, let's be real.
Pussy going.
No, literally my pussy's going. But I'm going, okay, I got to give this a go after lesbian threesome with my housemate. I'm just going to try.
Makes me laugh when lesbians go, I'm just going to fuck men because it's so much better and easier. And I go, good luck.
Yeah, I did get, the next time I fucked a man, which was quite recently, I got a yeast infection for the first time. So I went, that's it.
Yeah, that's not good. Get on that canister.
It's really sad. No, I can't do it. My vagina rejects it.
What about oral?
Take me for a drink first. Oh, God. My God, I've done this before. Oh God,
we're doing an improv set right now.
Literally. Yeah. What's the deal with the lesbians? Am I
How's
right?
And kombucha.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. So
I'm pissing.
Yeah, no, it was silly. So anyway, this me and this guy, I kind of like, it denouements. Denouements. And then he's like, so are you coming back to mine? I went, on my birthday, at my birthday party at my house? No.
No.
No, I'm not doing that. That night ended wonderfully with the three MT fags that I do like. We all just like were really lit and started singing show tunes in my room, which is so cringe and so musical theatre, but great end to the night after being called the F slur.
The F slur, but also you said that you
kept
seeing him. So I'm wondering what the...
I didn't really keep seeing him. It was just like every time the group would go out, we would kiss until this one night we all go out. And the best friend who had been a bit probo about me being hot for being black.
He, can I ask, when someone says that to you, what do you say back? Because
I say you're ugly for a white person, so.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. I go, well, isn't that nice? I go, wow.
Thank you so much. Well.
I'm like, some of us are blessed with hotness and not all of us. And that's okay.
And all of us. And hang there and go.
All of us.
Including you.
So then this guy, we go out with this one of these nights of the show. And the best friend's there and he's like, Milo, I feel like I need to warn you. Insert person's name here. His girlfriend is coming out tonight. And I go, girlfriend? Oh, yeah, that's a part of the story I forgot to drop, is that before we're about to hook up before the faggot gate, and I go, I just want to double check you're not dating that girl that everyone says you're dating, right? Because that would be really bad. And he was like, oh, of course not. I would never do that, baby. And I'm like, so true. I'm like,
I do that, baby.
You gotta be king. I would never do that, faggot. Sorry, faggot. Sorry, baby. I would never do that, faggot. Sorry, nigger. Sorry, Milo.
Look at these big hands. Just trying. Hey, look at this. Hey, ooh, giant hands.
Wax on, wax off.
On your ass, off your ass, on your ass, you know.
And I go, girlfriend. And the best friend goes, well, yeah. And I go, interesting. And I go up to the boy and I go, so da-da-da said this. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, she's coming out tonight. And I go,
oh. Have you been kissing that night?
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. Are they open?
No! They're fucking boring cishet people that are from fucking, I think, like either Perth or Queensland, respectively, which I'm going.
I'm from Queensland, you're from Perth.
I'm going, we've been through the trenches.
Yeah, we know
what it's like there. I know that they're not going, actually, let's be ethically non-monog. I'm going, no, that's not happening. No. They're going, no, baby, I would never cheat on you. What are you talking about?
I love you. It makes you feel sick. Yuck.
Yeah,
yuck.
It was so trash. Essentially, like, that all happens. This boy then pretends like he's never seen or met me for the rest of the season. We're there every single day together. And
did you say anything to the girlfriend?
Well, I have found out that she's like, yeah, baby, I've heard that Milo has said that you two hooked up, and I know that, like, you would never hook up with somebody like her. Like, look at, and, like, the best friend was around being like, yeah, like, you know, he's got, like, either, like, the perfect girl or Milo. Like, why would he hook up with her?
And I'm going, oh, my God, these people are fucking revolting.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was so funny. This is absolutely going to cause, like, more drama, though, but they deserve it because I'm like, why would I, I'm like sleeping with.
Why would you hide from.
I'm like, why would I lie about that? One.
It's embarrassing, like, having a straight era.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It ruins my image as a cool fucking queer, sexy, legend.
Strong, also being like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Like, you kept being with him, babe. It's embarrassing.
No, it is embarrassing as well because, like, if that happened, like, I feel like that happening to me during sex was a learning because I'd never had. I was like fight, flight, or freeze. I just went, okay, get out of my house. Thank you
for that.
No, quite literally. I'm going, wow, babe, this is what you people do, right?
Yeah.
All right, bye. Yeah. Shaking, quivering. Mm. Like, it was a learning moment, but it was embarrassing for me. And, like, I haven't spoken about him having said that for so long, because I'm like, oh, I can't believe I let myself get disrespected like that. But then for people to go around and be like, yeah, he would never sleep with her. I'm like, sorry, I know that I'm fatter than the other girl, but I'm just as hot and I'm fucking funny and have talented. A personality. Yeah, literally.
Sorry. That's really upsetting.
It is upsetting. And it's upsetting as well because I'm like, I don't want to have drama with this girl. I tried my best to be like, I just want to quadruple check that you are telling the truth, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then what happened? So the girl came out and then you were just ignored. Like, yeah. What happened?
That was essentially it. And then it got to closing night and he was like, we should be friends. And I went, no.
I love when they always want to be friends and they have a girlfriend because they want to have you on the back burner in case they feel like cheating or in case they feel like having sex with you.
No, and as well,
that's
so
cheating.
That they feel
you
like,
know what I mean?
So they feel like they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, and
like,
also,
if you're my friend, that absolves me of this bad thing.
And
I
like, as a loyal friend, you should hold this secret for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They don't want to like be caught out, so they just want to keep it on good terms.
Everyone happy.
Yeah.
But no, I am a fucking insane bitch, and I will talk about it on one of the biggest podcasts in the country. Bitch.
Sucked in, bitch.
And in my show, and I wrote a little song about it, and all the other crazy things that people said to me during sex. Bow, bow.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
A listener production.